Just go ahead and grab a chair and listen now. As we riff the show, Tanner and Christine are gonna figure out why we love this show. Better grab your golden stars and slushies, cause you're listening. You're listening to Loser Like Me. Loser Like Me.
Hello and welcome back to Loser Like Me, which is sometimes it's a Glee podcast, but right now it's an actual play podcast. We're episode three of our Eidolon miniseries.
Woo!
We did it.
Huzzah!
Actually, there's one of the notes thing that I forgot to open up, so let me quickly open that up real quick. Everything's in new folders.
Tanner, I'm just picturing, like, Cyber Chase style, like, you running around inside your computer trying to, like, open programs and things.
It's truly the situation of you reorganize everything so that you'll know where everything is, but then by the next day you've forgotten your new organizational system.
Ugh. Oh my god. I have a quick story about that, which is namely that at work, we have technically speaking, now we have a separate, like, online archive, but we used to have a folder, like, on the work server where we just would collect, like, all of the various, like, art assets that we had come up with as a department and put them there so everyone could use them. And they were very disorganized and no one could find anything. And so one summer I volunteered to my boss, was like, hey, I can organize this. And she said, sure. And so I made up my organization, like, the list of how I was gonna set everything up, and I gave that to her, and she confirmed that it looked great. And so I reorganized everything, and then, like, 3 days later, in the department meeting with everyone on the call, my boss and another coworker were both complaining about how they couldn't find anything, and I'm over here, I'm just like,
ugh.
Oh no, that was
you
me!
You knew! You knew ahead of time!
I have a coworker who... In my department, I now have three people who work on stuff and put files in, and every time I've got a new person, I've shown them my little filing cabinet, and I've said, here's each folder, it's labeled, and newer stuff we put on the rightmost side. So if you go left to right, it goes oldest to newest. Do you understand? And they've said, yes. But one girl consistently always does it the opposite way of that. So...
No.
So now there's, whenever I come back from holiday and I know she's been covering for me, I always have to check to make sure, okay, is this newest thing right at the front? Yes. Move it to the back. And then there's also one folder, because she has her own separate duty, but we stuck it in there just to keep things, like, the same. So there's always one folder that's back to front instead of front to back.
It's that kind of thing that makes me just be like, y'all, come on. Have you followed a direction before?
Yeah.
Can you follow a direction again?
I don't know if this has any relevance, but this is the same coworker who was telling me, like, we were talking about ghosts, and I said that I do believe ghosts exist, but I also think most haunting reportings are just, like, black mold. And she said her house is definitely haunted, like, it's definitely not black mold, because it's all of these things, and then she listed a whole bunch of symptoms of black mold. And then I said, "You, I'm pretty sure your house just has black mold." And she says, no, we got rid of it. It's ghosts now.
Ooh, you got rid of the black mold.
Oh, you did not get rid of it. What did you do? Just, like, walk around your house spraying, like, bleach and ammonia?
I think we got it. Just the spores living comfortably in her lungs. I think we got it. I don't know.
This is, like, everyone on Tumblr who, like, tells a wild story about their lives, and then people are like, you should get your carbon monoxide detector checked, and then they do, and it was carbon monoxide the whole time. Yeah.
See, I always get so my friends always go, do you have a gas leak? And I'm like, no, I'm like that. It's fine. So I just think it's like, come on.
Possessed by a sickly Victorian child called black mold.
God, now you're reminding me the one time I worked an IT job, and there was this old guy, he was like nice and stuff, but then like he brought in like a big label printer because this was from like a shipping company. And he decided to clean it with gasoline indoors.
No!
Oh no!
That's pretty funny, actually.
It wasn't funny when you had to breathe in gas.
Yeah, it's not funny in the moment. It's funny in hindsight because it sounds like everything worked out.
Yes.
Yeah, he lived to tell you the story.
That's like the time I got really blackout drunk, and my mother was like completely traumatized from the fact that it happened to me. And all my friends can laugh about it now, but she's like, Tanner, you passed out. You vomited all over the bathroom. Like, yeah, but it's funny now because I'm alive still.
Oh, yeah, I had that happen once. There was a story, like, of where... I remember telling this story of just, like, when I was a child, and, like, after I got my tonsils out, we went out and got, like, a burger, and apparently, like, that had, like, disturbed the stitches, so, like, I wound up, like, vomiting blood, just like, oh, wow.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Later, just, like, is like, kind of, like, you know, you're probably gonna die from that? I'm like, oh, yeah, I probably could have if, like, I had not woken up during that. Anyway, I didn't.
Yeah, I'm glad you're alive, Jenna.
Thank you.
This has been the filing, gas leak, and medical trauma area of the podcast. We'll now move on to the next segment, which we call playing a tabletop game.
Yes, let's do that.
Look, this is the audio equivalent of like doing like the warm up games as like a theater class, or like doing the stretching before exercising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, I get ready. I get loosen up.
I need to write that down so I can send a message to Riley later. I'm going to suggest for Podcast Minds podcast that's just drama warm-up games.
Oh, that sounds like auditory torture. That sounds awful. Just
you know, at a certain point, if you put enough audio torture in a podcast, it loops back around to art.
It's like ASMR, but terrifying.
Sorry, I'm just picturing Riley and Andrew doing like zip zap zop on the podcast. Oh God, I've been a theater kid for far too long, and I'm not stopping now.
Speaking of theater kids, previously on, I don't even think we gave this a title. Previously on the Lose Like Me Audio Drama Extravaganza,
Glidalon.
Previously on Glidalon. Strikes over. We can acknowledge television again. Four members of the Holden Academy Canary Crooners, Anna King, Lexi Morgenstern, Dolly Luna, and Min Holden, navigated their way through the Undertow in an attempt to rescue some of their show choir compatriots who had been kidnapped by other show choirs, allegedly. After some run-ins with other people from other choirs, including, oh no, what did I name?
The Evoicerators, Dangerettes, and the Blazer Boys. His name was Kane.
Right, okay, yes. It's all coming back to me now. There are moments of gold and there are flashes of light. Okay, so...
We definitely didn't have a 3-week break because of the holidays.
I definitely didn't get a new laptop and then spend an hour desperately trying to find a voice recording software.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Truly, it's like the dog in the house on fire, except in this context, the house is underwater, but we'll get there. So, previously... Four members of the Holden Academy Canary Crooners, Anna King, Lexi Morgenstern, Dolly Luna, and Min Holden.
No relation.
No relation. We haven't even brought that up. It's just it's a fun tool in the background. The four of you navigated your way into the Undertow in the hopes of rescuing some kidnapped members of your show choir. Some of them were kidnapped. Everyone else got turned to stone. And we really don't know who's responsible for that, or at least before you didn't. What you have learned is you met a rat named Ben, a powerful rat named Ben. The rat was an Eidolon. He led you to his owner, who you would later learn was named Kane Blanderson from the Blazer Boys. However, this was a trap set by the Evoicerators. You ended up fighting a variety of them. A bunch of them got eaten by a shark. Min doxed a bunch of them and accidentally allowed them to be turned into stone. Pobody's nerfed.
Look, she didn't know they would be turned to stone.
Yes, this is true.
Don't private your Facebook, you have it coming.
Also, I think you briefly went to hell, but that wasn't, honestly, not a big deal.
If she dies, she dies.
It'd be like that sometimes. You briefly had a parlay with the leader of the Voice Raiders, James Octavius Globe, who explained that they were not responsible for getting the other Canary Crooners stoned, but when they heard about it, them and a whole bunch of other show choirs just decided to take advantage of it, because the Canary Crooners are the group to beat, and are constantly the biggest threat to other show choirs. You also ended up with a hanger-on from the Evoicerators, Xander Dupree, who pretty soon became evident they're having some kind of a gender feeling. While navigating through a strange clearing, you found a house that is not a home, that was surrounded by a bunch of statues of teens, and though you initially thought that it might be a good idea to avoid that, you ended up having to take shelter because an Eidolon called Rolling in the Deep was attacking you with just a giant tidal wave. Fortunately, you were rescued by Bethany Vance and her Eidolon Proud Mary, who took you to the house. It is there that you met, oh gosh, what did I name that character?
June Crossroads.
Yes, June Crossroads, who's a very nice lady who has a street sign for a face. And she explained that this house was kind of a sanctuary for people in the Undertow, where the like effects of other Eidolons don't necessarily function within it, which is why other people can like be unstoned from that without any issues. But if they try to leave, they turn back into stone. And you determined that the reason they're being stoned is because something about them is being taken by the Eidolon Jar of Hearts, as you noticed by Kane having a giant heart indent in his chest. Very freaky. And then the last thing you determined at the end of last session was that it may or may not be the leader of your show choir, Leah Ferns, who is responsible, even though as far as anyone knows, she doesn't have any of the Eidolons that are responsible. Everyone thought her Eidolon was Don't Rain on My Parade, but she is also, like, there's confirmation that she's used other Eidolons, and also she has other identities.
Oh my god.
There was a picture of her with James Octavius Globe, and he said that she was his ex. I think that covers everything.
It feels like everything.
I think so, yeah.
All right. Anyways, now we're in downtime.
Yes.
So how downtime works is that downtime is the time where there's no imminent threat, and the player characters are in a place where they are free to spend their time as they wish. There may be some looming threat on the horizon or an overarching conflict, but nothing that demands immediate action on behalf of the players. It is a period for relaxing, developing relationships, and preparing for future battles. So first, we're going to do the debrief. When uptime ends and downtime begins, we complete the debrief. All player characters will gather at a meeting place, which you have. Now, everyone... Okay, it says everyone deals their resonant and dissonant cards from the Fate deck, but I don't want to interrupt the order of the Fate deck right now. So basically, everyone put a thumbs up or a thumbs down in the chat, and then I'll count down from 3, 2, 1, enter, and then everyone can hit enter, and we'll see the votes on whether you feel the current mission is going well or it's going poorly.
Okay, that sounds fun. That sounds really fun. All right, I got it. My answer's ready.
Okay.
Is the mission overall not our character's place in the mission?
Yeah, it's like, how has the previous uptime gone, essentially?
Yeah, how's your character feel about it? Okay.
Yeah, so everybody ready?
Ready.
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 All right. 3, 2, 1, enter.
Ooh, we got an even split.
It's a tie. Also, Ray, how is that bones?
That's I have sick. Emotes.
Custom oh, emotes.
Damn it, I need a bone hand. I'm being out golf tonight. I hate this.
Oh, sorry, I'll change it.
That's fine.
No, you're good. You're good. We're just impressed yeah. and delighted.
Just surprised.
That's still rad. That's still pretty rad.
Oh, sorry. I know visual gags on an audio podcast.
So Anna and Min think things are going well, and Lexi and Dolly think things are going poorly, which means that it's a tie and nothing happens.
Cool. Okay.
Great.
But yeah, you get to act out a scene, and you also get to use downtime moves, which downtime moves are opportunities for you and your group to take advantage of the lull in the action to influence the future direction of things. So yeah, you can either have tie scenes where you like characters go and they reevaluate their relationship to each other, or downtime moves where like you get up to essentially shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
And also, a house is not a home has whatever you, kind of shenanigans you want to get up to. Like, there is a roller rink in the basement. I'm sure you can find other stuff in there. It's like its own mini Undertow within the Undertow, without any risk of danger.
I dig it.
That's really cool. Okay. I have to rub my little brain cells together.
Well, does anyone have an idea of if they want to do a scene or a downtime move right off the bat?
If no one else is interacting with her, Min is going to default to her general, this is what I do to pass the time, and start just scrolling through her camera roll. She is specifically looking at all of the pictures she's taken from previous choir meets, competitions, whatever. You know, the apparently fake things that she would go to with the rest of the Canary Crooners while they were secretly fighting anime battles. She's still trying to wrap her head around all of this. But she's just, like, trying to look and make connections between, like, okay, these are the people we've seen. These are the people from our side who seem to know them. And just, like, she's trying to puzzle out all of the weirdness and the people who are likely to be involved in all of this.
Okay, so it sounds like you're doing a gather information?
Yeah.
Do you want to bring anyone else in on that move with you?
I mean, if someone else wants to wander over and... If someone else wants to wander over and look at all of Min's pictures, well, she's actually, not going to say no.
Yeah, no, I was actually, like, thinking of, like, doing a scene with Min, so I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's play out a little bit of that before we draw anything.
Okay, so, like, you're looking at pictures, so I'm going to go and just, like, and just kind of wondering, like, hi, Min, how are you doing?
Oh, hi, Lexi. I can't answer that question.
Oh.
Ask again later. I am not very aware of my emotions at the best of times.
It's okay, I get that. I just wanted to come over and say, I'm sorry. I've always been a little bit intimidated by you, but I feel like in being with you this time, I kind of get a better idea who you are a person, and, like, you do care, you just don't do it in the way everyone else does, and that's fine. Like, I get that, and I think that's great that you... Hey.
Min just kind of blinks, like, you knew who I was? I mean, like, I know tall, I kind of stand out, but I was under the impression that you kind of had, well, that most people kind of have no idea, like, anything about me?
I mean, I always see you, like, taking, like, always see you, like, going through pictures and stuff, like, and always, like, taking photos and just, like, and I'd always kind of wanted to come over and say hi, but, like, you always seem busy and I was always kind of afraid of disturbing you, but, like, again, like, this is, I feel like I've gotten to know you way better on this, and yeah, I get it, and I like being around you and talking with you.
I mean, that makes sense. I kind of was just, like, the creepy senior at all the freshman orientation stuff looming in the background and taking pictures. I can understand how that would make me seem unapproachable, aside from the normal thing where seniors and freshmen don't really interact.
Right, but I don't think you're creepy.
That's very sweet. I know that I'm creepy.
I mean, you just work with the world differently.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not quite the same thing, but, like, I, you know, up until recently thought I had to work with the world in a certain way, and then realized I didn't have to.
When Lexi is saying this, Min's lips kind of, like, purse and recede into her mouth a little bit, and she goes, you can probably tell, I'm pretty aware of that, and I wanted to let you know that I think that you are super cool, and I wish that I had myself as figured out as you seemed to 3 years ago when I was in your position.
I really appreciate that. Lexi blushes a bit and probably starts, like, kind of, like, toying with her hair, and just is like, that really means a lot to me.
Yeah, cool.
Do you need help, or, like, do you just work better on your own? Because, like, otherwise I can leave or just, you know, stay here, whichever, you know, helps you work.
Oh, I actually almost never do work alone. When I'm not at school, I'm almost always at a friend's house, and I'm actually really used to not necessarily working on things together, but, like, in parallel. So if you wanted to be here and, like, be someone who can occasionally just, like, talk and... Sorry, I don't... It's really hard for me to, like, try to think about how to talk about the way that I work, but if you want to just, like, be here while I'm working and occasionally, if you see something, you can point it out to me, or you can work on your own stuff and just, like, be there, that would probably help my brain get into the right space to start making the connections about what's going on around here.
Sure. Yeah, I can do that.
All right, so now we get to draw, and Min's genius is 3, right?
Yes.
Yes. Also, I forgot to mention that your ready for anything move discards the remaining cards when you get to downtime, so the fool is no longer on the table for you, unless you draw it again. So we get Judgment, the Moon, and the High Priestess. The High Priestess is the supernatural acts through you. The Moon is... And it's neutral. The Moon is negative. Something unknown or unknowable interferes. And Judgment is negative. Your past failures catch up to you. So, you've got 2 negative and a neutral card. On a neutral card, only the player who drew for this move may ask a question. On the negative card, you learn nothing useful, and someone or something takes notice of you snooping around.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's not good. I drew two negatives and a neutral. Sorry, could you repeat once again what they were?
The High Priestess, the supernatural acts through you. The Moon, something unknown or unknowable interferes. Or Judgment, your past failures catch up to you.
Okay, cool. None of those are my resonant or dissonant card. I mean, I'll go with the High Priestess then. That's the neutral one, right?
Yep. And so you get to ask one question and I have to answer honestly.
Okay, so we know that the mean girl from our school is one of the people. We knew pretty well the identity of like two of the people who were...
She is a person of interest.
Yes, she is a person of interest. I'm just trying to think of what would be the best question to ask. That isn't like a super open-ended thing, like, what is she hiding? Because that would just be like, hey, tell me everything. I was thinking, like, one of the... Because there are three big Eidolon that are menacing us, and we know basically who two of them are.
Mm-hmm.
We know who the Tidal Wave Maker is, and we know about Jar of Hearts. But there was a third one, right?
We know that the group of three that tried to drown us was Rolling in the Deep, which is apparently Leah Ferns' second Eidolon. Make 'em Laugh, which is apparently the Eidolon of the director of the Blazer Boys. And Jar of Hearts, who is unidentified.
So
we don't know who's using Jar of Hearts.
We don't know who's using Jar of Hearts. We know that people think that it's Leah Ferns, but...
Dang, Leah Ferns, how come your Eidolon lets you have three Eidolons?
And we do know Jar of Hearts was turning people to stone, probably.
Yes.
Well, we are also heading towards the all-girls school, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we were doing. Yeah.
The Dangerettes.
Yeah, the Dangerettes, before we got sent into the sea and rescued by a combination of both of the Nintendo DS Legend of Zelda games.
Hey, I didn't put a train in here yet.
There was a boat on train tracks.
There's a boat on wheels.
Never mind.
But I get to ask one question that the DM must answer honestly. I mean, I guess I could ask the question, is Jar of Hearts Leah Ferns' Eidolon? Just, like, looking through all of my pictures of her trying to, like, make connections. And Min is just, like, looking through all of her pictures of Leah, which there are an unfortunately large amount. Just trying to make connections and, like, see, like, does this gel with her personality? Maybe now that I have an Eidolon, I can see something that I didn't before.
Yeah, so as you're scrolling through your phones, you kind of start realizing you've got a second sight of some kind that you can see like translucent images of people's Eidolons behind them if they have them. And yes, you do see Jar of Hearts behind many pictures of Leah that you find. But there are also some pictures where she's got Rolling of the Deep behind her. There are some pictures where she's got Don't Ride on My Parade behind her, which is, I believe I described before, it's just like a large flaming ball of butter.
Yes.
You also see images of, like, when you go through the show choir, like, meetup images, you see pictures of those Eidolons behind other people. And actually, if you line up the timeline, you'll notice that anytime, like, a different Eidolon is appearing with Leah, it stops appearing behind the other person.
This is weird. So either her power is to mimic other powers, or could it be possible that it's not that Leah has the powers, but that the powers have her? Like,
ooh, that's good.
We met Miss June. They can have personalities of their own. So could it be not that she's doing this, but that the powers are using her to do this? That seems like a thing that would happen in a story like this.
I mean, it could be possible. I mean, we only know so much about like what Eidolons can and can't do that it, honestly, I mean, could be as good as any other option. Like, I think you're onto something.
I don't like things that don't make sense.
Yeah, I get that.
All right, but that's what you glean from your downtime move. Who would like to go next?
You said there's a lot of stuff in here, right?
Yeah, like anything you want to do, there's a way for you to do it.
Would a weird undertow place of safety that has a roller rink also have a library?
Yes.
Okay. I think she's going to... What was the name of the stop sign lady who's very nice?
June Crossroads.
June Crossroads. Yeah, I think Dahlia was said, though, hey, if I burn books, can you replace them?
Yes, but I can, right. But I'm not sure why you'd want to do that.
Well, because I need to burn some books real fast.
You know, is it like specifically books, or you just need to do some burning?
No, I just need to burn. I need to burn some information to look. What do you know about witchcraft?
Oh, this is like a sympathetic magic type deal.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yes. That's fine. Then. Go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, you're cool.
Let me know if the fire gets out of control, because that's a different problem.
Okay, I will. Yeah. Yeah. She's gonna try to. I think vibe check's the wrong word. But I feel like there's nothing better to call it.
Commune with the Undertow?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, no, that would be the move, yes. But I think she's going to, like, burn some books and also take out some, you know, she keeps, like, you know, her pet snake pass. She has, like, the skeleton for that. And she's like, yeah, let's do some things to commune to figure out what's going on down here.
All right. What kind of book are you looking for?
Oh, probably something that has to do with music. And show choir or musicals in general, which is that seems like a good way to connect to what's going on down here.
Do you gotta find a J.W. Pepper sheet music book?
Exactly. Just like, let's.
24 art songs for the modern soprano.
The 100 greatest musicals of the 21st century and Evan Hansen.
So, yeah, I guess like that's like you see, like she gets some books, she stacks them up, just like kind of in the middle of everybody. She doesn't really care. And she like takes, man, I think she just takes like a little thing of like ashes and just like makes a circle. You know, puts her bones down. It's like, yeah, this is probably not work, but honestly, a lot of weird stuff that I thought wasn't real is real. So, all right.
So you get to draw biz. Oh, move goes. Decide on some minor victory that all of you want to achieve and which could reasonably be attained in the near future. Then draw biz. So, what's the minor victory you're hoping for yourself or your team?
I guess she's open to suggestions as she's doing this. Like, if someone wants to, like, hey, do you think we should look into?
I mean. Everything that I'm trying to think of is, like, would probably be a major victory. Like, figure out what's going on with Leo Ferns and get people unstoned.
I mean, it could be just finding a way to the Dangerette school with everything underwater.
That's, a way forward sounds like a good one to go with.
Yeah. Oh,
that's right. I forgot we're all underwater.
Yes.
Yeah.
Play Underwater by Enya. Or no, Mika.
Dolly has been turning us into sharks to go and rescue statues from the backyard while everything's underwater.
Hey, we need hands. You're mermaid sharks. Let's.
It's an important distinction.
Shark maids.
I will say at this point you've gotten a few people in, so there are some kids like, witchcraft? Okay, I mean, I guess this might as well happen. Also, I would classify figure out Leah's whole deal as a minor victory.
Oh, okay. I might want to do that then. Yeah, just, that seems like a good one.
Because it's not stopping her. It's just like, hey, why are you like this?
You know, that's fair, yeah. And Dahlia doesn't like Leah, so that makes sense. Dahlia likes six people. That's fair. She takes out her lighter, you know, from around her neck, and then just, like, starts burning books very casually.
All right. You get to draw biz.
Okay. My biz is 3, because, I don't know if you noticed this, Dolly's a little weird.
She's a creep. She's a weirdo.
Have you ever seen me without this stupid hat on? That's weird.
Creep.
By the way, the Glee cover of Creep is the worst song they've ever done. It's painful.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to that, Tanner.
I am, because of the hate.
Ah.
I mean, the worst song they ever did morally was Baby Got Back, but...
Oh, I mean, yeah.
On the one hand, it was rude of them to steal that from Jonathan Colton. On the other hand, I feel like that was an L for Jonathan Colton as well, just recording it like that. I feel like it was weak.
Also, just because you said it, I think because she needs music to focus, she does pull out like a cassette player and puts in a cassette, and you guys hear vaguely, vaguely Christian, but very dark and scary music coming from around her as she plays and does this.
Okay.
Also like a punk cover of Jesus is a Friend of Mine.
I actually know what song it probably is, but like it's a modern song, but it's like, yeah, it's like has like, and you're like, oh, this is like this isn't a hymn. She just talked about blood. What's going on here? Not like a cool, okay, like, yeah, she got to get in the great vibe, but she just like sits there, like not even like eyes closed, just sits there, eyes open, just looking off.
It's the Lord's Prayer set to music, but it is covered by Evanescence.
Yes, that's exactly the vibe. Yes.
All right, so the cards you drew were the Chariot, the Wheel of Fortune, and Justice.
Chariot.
Oh, hey, Chariot's my resonant card.
So, Chariot, you exceed your own limits. The Wheel of Fortune, you're at the mercy of the fates. And Justice, the situation becomes more fair.
Oh, it feels like, I think the situation has to become more fair, right?
All right. So, on a neutral card, you see the possibility for success, but the path is obstructed. Describe a minor victory you conceivably obtain in the near future, which we did, and the GM will provide an opportunity to achieve this victory during the next uptime, but seizing the opportunity will be up to you.
Okay,
so how do I do this in Justice?
Also, side things, flavor-wise, I think the smoke from the book does form into a bunch of sharks.
Yes, obviously. So there's just
smoke sharks swarming around in front of her. God, this is so metal.
All right, so the opportunity is, as you're communing, you have a vision of Jar of Hearts, which is just kind of like working outside the house. And when you look closely and you look at the hearts inside it, you see a bunch of people's names on those hearts. And so I would say, like, it's easy to connect the two dots, like, oh, the name on the heart is the heart that belongs to that person.
And then I guess in theory, I could probably put together that if I take that heart, put it back in the hole, there'll be a person again.
Yes. Oh, and also, okay. I guess, actually, if you look, like, on the front, they have the person's name, and on the back, they have the Eidolon's name.
Okay.
Man, I love Kingdom Hearts.
Okay, cool. Yeah, So yeah, her little smoke shark vision is showing her, like, okay, yeah. I think she said, I was hoping they would show me a way to, like, I don't know, like, just kill her, like, really easily, but this seems more helpful. Okay. She's in her little notebook and starts writing this stuff down so she can keep it in mind for later.
You know, for as bad as she is, I don't think that killing her is necessarily...
Look, she's peaking in high school. It's a gift. That's so mean, Dolly.
Yeah, that is so mean!
Oh, Morgan, I say we keep that in because... Accurate.
Yes.
Me achieving all my dreams in high school. Guess I'll die.
Okay, great. I think she stands up from there and she goes, oh. I think she like looks down at the books that's on fire and goes, man, can you take a picture of these before I put them out?
While this is happening, does anyone else have an idea of what kind of move or scene they'd like to do?
Now that I'm done with typing up the notes as we are compiling theories, I'm going to continue looking through the downtime moves. Or I could just do an ad-lib scene. Is it a scene or a move, or move and scene?
As far as I can tell, everyone gets either one tie scene or one move that, like, they trigger. But you can do normal role-playing in between that.
Yeah, okay.
And, like, the tie scene, there's nothing really mechanical, except, like, it's a scene with you and then one other specific character, and you guys figure out, like, you redefine your ties to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I felt it was okay to, like, jump in on men's scenes and, like, tie my tie scene into the move scene.
Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, the one thing that I wish was a little bit different about Eidolon, is that it's, like, you can only change your ties in a scene in downtime. Like, you can't be like, oh, hey, Anna and Lexi did really well with fighting alongside each other in a battle. We can redefine their tie from there. It's like, no, you have to sit down and talk about it. You can't talk about it in the middle of a battle.
Well, yeah, but it's not like you sit down across from each other and say, hey, let's discuss the fight we had. It's just like an impetus to really calcify your characters together. Because I know in the first edition, the ties were like redone basically like every few sessions. And the downtime is just like a mechanical way to represent the literal downtime. But as characters reflect. And so it's like, it doesn't even have to be anything related to that. You could just go to Lexi and be like, hey, Lexi, do you want to go to the roller rink? And then like have a normal, and then you guys have a normal friends chat. And then at the end, you reflect on your relationship with Lexi.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to suggest, well, for my scene, I would like to have everyone gather at a, let's call it the best cafeteria in the Undertow. And I would like to do the move Hatch a Scheme.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
But with everyone included.
Yeah.
So that includes, like, Xander and Bethany if they want to take part. I'm assuming that Kane is, at this point, just going to be staying here. So, not going to worry about Kane.
Yeah, I mean, he's there, but with the acknowledgement that he's not going to be able to do much about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so you go to the commissary of A House Is Not a Home, which is, like, a 50s diner type thing. There's a jukebox.
Is the food normal?
The food is normal.
Aw.
I mean, there's probably, like, some weird foods, but like...
Like, the food is normal in the sense, like, it's normal food you can eat and it's edible. If you want to be designed weird, like, if Dolly specifically, like, I would like a burger cut in, like, cut like a shark, you can get that. You can get a shark burger.
She wants soup, but, like, it looks like a skull. Somehow the soup, the liquid, looks like a skull. It's confusing.
I mean, it's the undertow. Die, guys, mm-hmm. It works.
Exactly.
Guys, I don't ever want to go home. This place rules.
Min has a serving tray that is just completely filled with french fries. Nothing else, just an entire, like, fast food tray covered in french fries.
Bethany has a normal milkshake, but, like, she looks at you and, like, you know, Dolly, like, once we get this all sorted out, there's nothing stopping you from coming back here.
Yeah, but I feel like then, like, all the musical people will be safe and they'll be down here all the time, too. And the vibe will just be bad. There's a coffee shop I like that the same thing happened. I don't really want to go through that again.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I get that, but it's just, you know, the undertow is literally what you make of it, so.
You know, maybe you could use your power to turn other food into the shape of a shark without making it alive?
Are french fries alive?
They are organic. They're made from potatoes.
Cool. She just reaches over and throws a bunch of french fries at the sharks. They start snipping. That's pretty sick.
No, my fries.
Men, just eat it. Just eat the shark. It's fine.
I imagine Lexi's gotten like one of those fancy Japanese parfaits. It's like, oh, I was one of these. Nowhere in Ohio makes these. I should probably get real food later, though. But it's cool to actually have one of these.
Oh, you have strawberries on it. She throws a strawberry to a shark. A shark berry.
That's adorable.
It's a little shark berry. That's just cute.
It's a Japanese-style parfait, but it is made with Jenny's ice cream.
Yes.
Ohio institution Jenny's ice cream.
Absolutely.
I think Anna probably has, like a cinnamon roll, one of those cinnamon rolls that's, you know, like, easily, like, 5 or 6 inches in diameter.
Oh, a pinwheel.
Yes.
And a cup of coffee, a very tall cup of coffee, that she gets to drink when it's hot instead of having to wait to drink her coffee until after Leah gets her coffee. And probably also, like, I don't know, fruit? Maybe fruit? I don't know.
Fruit!
Like one of those, like, little fruit salads that's, like, mostly melons and a single strawberry and a grape?
Yes. Yeah, she wants a mediocre Hampton Inn fruit salad. So, I want to say that I think all of you are doing a great job, and I'm really happy that we could maybe be friends, because I think you all are really neat.
I thought we were already friends.
Okay, cool.
I didn't realize it, but I'm okay with it.
And I know that this is a lot. This is something that I, you know, you would have thought that Mr. Cobbler would have, like, told kids about before they joined show choir, but...
I mean, no offense, Anna, but Mr. Cobbler is kind of a dick. And also, he was really a dick to you.
Well, I mean, someone's got to be around to do all that, and it's really a job that does need two people.
No one has to be around to be a dick.
You seem like you've been doing the work of the two people, honestly.
She has. And also, like, it's a high school club. Everyone's supposed to share the load equally. Like, in photography, we all go out and do our own things, but when we come together to put together the albums and stuff, we're all helping each other and making sure that everyone was able to get their stuff done and lending a hand if they can't. And in Glee Club, that's kind of just been you, Anna.
Yeah, it's not normal. Like, the textile club at school, like, our advisor is very helpful.
Yeah, but I also don't have to be the one to worry about, aside from, like, getting her coffee and making her sheet music copies, like, I don't have to be the one who works with Leah. And that's a good thing. Mr. Cobbler does most of that.
That's a low bar. It's a good bar, though, because she does suck. But that's, like, a low bar to clear. Most people don't have to deal with her.
This is true.
Why can't she get her coffee herself?
She is very busy. And she is a senior with, you know, college applications and auditions and everything. And I have 2 years before I have to worry about that.
I mean, I'm a senior, too, but you don't see me asking you to go get me coffee.
Yeah, I think that's just an excuse she's going to use. Look. Hey, if you need help with Leah after all this is over, I can help you.
As long as you're not gonna turn her into a shark forever, I think that would be nice.
Okay, I will come up with other ways to help you eventually. Okay.
Yeah, I don't mind helping, but it would be nice if I wasn't the only one helping, you know?
Yeah, you should also help people that care about you.
It is also messed up that they are sending you off campus to get coffee from a coffee shop. That's, like, not cool.
Yeah, they at least pay you back for the coffee, right? Right?
Are they supposed to?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't know if high school kids can unionize, but you need to unionize.
I mean, yes, Mr. Cobbler should be paying for the coffee. He's an adult with a job.
I have a job.
Don't say the club. What's your job?
I bag groceries on Saturdays and Sundays at the grocery store.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's...
Anna, how old are you?
16.
Okay.
So she can legally drive, and she can legally work.
Anna, the money that you make on the weekends should be spent on you, not on buying overpriced coffee for Leah. Even I know that.
I mean, I save some of it.
Okay, look, you can't let Liam or Mr. Cobbler or the club make you a doormat. It's not effective or good for you.
Do they even say thank you? Like, really say thank you? And before you answer that, I can answer that question. I've been here for just as long as you have. And the answer is no.
Yeah. Tanner, how is Bethany reacting to all of this?
She's pretty flabbergasted.
Who is a senior inquirer?
Yeah, I'm so sorry I didn't realize how bad things were for you. Like, we get so caught up in doing the singing and also the Eidolon stuff that I haven't had a chance to notice what was going on. I'm so sorry. For what it's worth, I absolutely do blame Mr. Cobbler, because he's also the person that makes sure Leah is, like, at the forefront of every single song, so...
Can't even sing.
She can sing.
I mean,
sing.
She can.
It just doesn't make up for literally everything else about her.
Yeah, it's not fair to say she can't sing. There's a reason she gets the parts, but she doesn't have to be such a dick about it.
Also, actually, you know what? She can sing songs that are in her wheelhouse, but she thinks that her wheelhouse is anything set to music, and so she will grab everything that she can. She tried to rap the other day. It was terrible.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, I had to see my therapist after that one.
Yeah. And, like, I'm not going to say that white people can't rap, but that's one who can't, absolutely.
I'll say it. White people can't rap. No offense.
None taken.
I think it's cute when they try. Like a bear on a unicycle.
Can I proceed to get permission to rap? Because I can rap White and Nerdy by Weird Al Yankovic.
That's just basically white culture at that point. That's normal.
That's true.
That's like a hymn.
I like how this started as you gathering us together to a plan, and this has turned into an intervention for Anna.
Yeah, well, ain't that just the way. Although this has made me wonder, like, how much, and this is mainly going to be directed at, like, Bethany, because she's the only person among us who has experience with Mr. Cobbler and Eidolons in general. Do you think he could be involved in, like, all of this turning people to stone thing, too? Because, like, Min said that Leah could use, like, several Eidolons, including the one that is turning everyone to stone. Like, do you think Mr. Cobbler could be involved in this?
I mean, if you asked me before today, I would have said no. But, like, everything's kind of thrown for a loop. I didn't know that Leah had multiple Eidolons until today. So, I don't know, because he certainly doesn't seem like he has that temperament for it. But also, you know, Leah is kind of his favorite, and I wouldn't be surprised if, like, if she's responsible, maybe he's, like, encouraging her to do this, or maybe she's the one to, like, maybe he's helping her, but she's the one forcing him, because, again, he has no spine.
It could, yeah, yeah, it could have got out of control, like...
He hit in the piano that he made shake and wiggle while everyone else got turned to stone, and that's not a good teacher.
Yeah.
A real teacher would have been turned to stone with everyone else.
Exactly!
I feel like he could have, maybe, you know, to, like, make her better at the Eidolon fights, help her get an Eidolon to steal other ones. And it just kind of got out of control because she's an egomaniac.
Yeah.
That seems like his level of incompetence, so.
Yeah, honestly, it does.
Yeah. So I guess the question is, what do you do now? Like, Anna, you called us over. Did you have a plan?
Well, I've been thinking about what all everyone's been talking about so far. And what all we need to do next, because we know that Jar of Hearts is the Eidolon that's been turning everybody to stone by removing their hearts, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So, if we can beat Jar of Hearts, then we can put everyone back to normal. And then, you know, we could go back to school if we want to. But that doesn't change the fact that we don't know what Leah is doing, and we don't know what's up with the Dangerettes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, have we gotten any of the dangerettes, recovered any of the dangerettes?
Not yet, I'm going to say.
Okay.
Or actually, I don't know. Would it make more sense if I have some dangerettes show up now, or if I have them show up after you hatch the scheme? Would it help the scheme hatching if a dangerette shows up?
Well, I think the big question here, Tanner, is for you to figure out without... that, and you don't have to tell us, but are they specifically antagonists in the plot to turn everyone to stone?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Would they have been affected by the turning to stone?
Yeah, would they be one of the people that we saved, at, like, getting them into sharks and stuff?
I'm going to answer that by having a girl throw open the door. It is a big black girl. She's dressed very fashionably, but she looks extremely put out. She's like, okay, who the hell... Is it y'all who are trying to figure out who's behind this?
Yes.
All right, so she kind of storms in. She stops at the diner counter to get herself a plate of tater tots. And then she sits down at the table with you guys. Hi, I'm Cheyenne Jaguar. I work with the Dangerettes. I have been a statue for, I think, 6 hours at this point. I don't know. Time is weird.
Oh, no.
Has it been that long?
It could be six hours in here. Could be like 20 minutes in the real world.
Oh, that's cool, like a dilation thing.
It's an absolute pain. I don't have my idol on.
Oh no, because in a house is not a home. Like, we cannot use our eidolons, but we are not disconnected from them, right?
Yeah, no, like mine. Like she pulls her like shirt down, and you see the heart indent on her chest.
Okay, so having this is mostly Christina talking. Having your heart removed by Jar of Hearts also removes your ability to use your eidolon.
Yeah, because the eidolon's on the back of it. That's what I saw when I was commuting.
Okay. So even though we got Cain and Ben, A Song About a Rat, back together, they are still kind of separate entities?
Actually, yeah, that is weird. How come Ben's around?
This is a mechanic question.
No, like, Anna can say that out loud, and Beth is going to be like, hey, that is weird. How come Cain, how come you still got Ben? And Cain's, like, just been holding Ben. He's like, I think, buddy, I feel bad. I think Ben is still being controlled by Jar of Hearts, or whoever's controlling Jar of Hearts, and I think, so Ben, his power is weird, because mainly he wanders. He goes here and there, but I've always been able to keep, like, a connection to him from a really long distance, and I think whoever has control of him is using him to, like, give long distance to their eidolons.
That's not great.
Yeah.
So it means that the best way to get rid of Rolling in the Deep is if we send Ben away. And Ben frowns. He does a little mouse frown.
Okay. So Anna has grabbed napkins and is scribbling on the napkins because... Actually, no, she doesn't need napkins. Anna's got her backpack, which has a bunch of stuff in it. But she is quickly writing out, like, lots of scrap paper notes on, like, what to do. So it sounds like the first thing that we need to do is... defeat Jar of Hearts and get those hearts back into the people they belong to. Because if we can do that, then maybe then we can stop Jar of Hearts and probably also Leah from controlling other people's eidolons. Which then would leave Leah with maybe one or two eidolons? Because I'm assuming she's still here in the Undertow somewhere, because we still haven't found Jacob or Lacey or Tracy or Macy.
Yeah, and Ben is extending her range also, so she might be somewhere hiding out until this she gets her plan finished.
Cheyenne shakes her head. Oh, if it is Leah responsible, I am going to absolutely eviscerate her.
I feel like you and Dolly would get along great. Dolly wants to turn her into a shark.
No, I wanted to punch her in the face, but shark is like the non-lethal way to do that.
I mean, that does sound like a great idea.
Yeah.
Honestly, and my Eidolon is great for punching her in the face, because my Eidolon busts her windows. It lets me hide inside windows and then fire bricks at people.
Oh my god.
That's really cool.
Oh my god. I fucking love that, Tanner. Man, I need Buster Windows, and I have some politicians to go talk to. For legal purposes, this is a joke for a podcast.
Yep. Podcasts are not admissible in court.
So, if we think that they're following Ben, maybe we could use Ben as a kind of distraction?
I think it's more so to using Ben's power to have longer range than following Ben. Is there a humane for us to make Ben way for us to make Ben go away?
I mean, you turned him into a shark one time, right?
Yeah.
So we could just...
He turned him into a shark a bunch of times.
I do. He's I like Ben.
If we turn him into a shark and just send him away, then that would kind of like pull the other eidolons using him as a transceiver away too.
Okay, what is this fastest shark? I think she's like thinking for a second, just like rubber.
I think it's the Mako.
That does sound right. The short fin. Yes. Okay, Ben, I'm gonna turn you into a shark. I need you to just excuse my French. You gotta just fuck off.
Do we want to try to? I guess mug. Do we want to try to mug Jar of Hearts while it's still here?
I guess we could, like, while sending, like, as a two-pronged plan, turn Ben into a Mako, make Ben go away, and when they're distracted by that happening and maybe pulling them, we try to all jump Jar of Hearts.
If Jar of Hearts is Leah, which we're pretty sure it is, I can't believe I'm saying this, I can probably get her attention.
Oh, you're gonna dox her?
Oh, no, I have all these embarrassing pictures of her from elementary school that her mom posts on Facebook and then she tells her mom to take down.
Oh my gosh. Can I add to this, Ray? More embarrassing pictures? Embarrassing pictures also could include, like, someone mid-singing.
Oh, those faces, yes.
Yes. So, like, really, really just, like, awkward disfigure faces. Like, you're doing, like, a la! And it's like you can see all the way to the back of the mouth.
Yeah, like, when I first joined the club, one, Leah is not nice, but two, I noticed that every time someone posts a picture of Leah that she doesn't like, she tells them to take it down. So I just started saving those pictures. And if I, you know, like, started waving those pictures around,
I'd probably get her attention.
Miss June, do you have a poster printer somewhere here?
Absolutely!
I thought you were just going to say, like, post it on social media or something. Just start posting embarrassing pictures of Leah.
Oh.
But poster printer is also fun. Let's do that.
This is show choir. We need to print posters and all that all the time. Mm-hmm. So, of course, Miss June has one. She's going to print, like, 3 huge pictures of Leah that she does not want people to see.
Oh, dude, this one where I can see her, like, esophagus is sick.
This one looks like she's burping.
Yo, if I made this one black and white, this would be a cool album cover. Actually, send me that one.
Oh, this is one where Jacob was running into her. Look at how squished her face got.
Oh, there's a lot of spinach in those teeth. You know, man, I used to be unsure if you were weird or not, and I'm pretty sure you are. It's kind of cool.
Well, thank you. That is the second time someone has called me cool today, and I'm still confused about it.
You gotta ride the high. Man, can you do me a favor when this is all over?
Yeah?
Can you take really weird, unflattering pictures of me when I don't know it?
What do you mean when this is all over?
When we're out of, like, you know, when we're not being
No,
drowned.
Min pulls up a gallery.
I think Dolly's looking at him, she goes, I think she, like, legit holds Min's hands and goes, I think you're my best friend now. I look awful in these.
I'm very confused, but flattered.
Oh yeah, you guys are still making plays. She just always sat looking at all her weird pictures and stuff like, oh, these rule.
Min, of course, meticulously organized, has a folder for every other member of the show choir that just has all of the pictures that they are a part of in, because she is constantly taking the pictures. And so it's not like specifically pictures of Dolly looking weird, but she definitely looks weird and awkward in a lot of these pictures.
So I think we have a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now we get to draw to see whether it works or not.
I have 3 ELE.
So you draw the Magician, Death, and Strength.
Ooh, I got 2 positive cards.
Yeah, so the Magician, you achieve the impossible. Strength, you triumph through force. And Death, something ends and something else begins.
Hey, that's my resonant card.
Nice. Since this is kind of like a group move, like, do I have to play Death because it's Dolly's resonant card? Or
no, you're never required. I don't think you're ever required to play a resonant card. You're always required to play your...
You are.
Oh, you are?
Oh, resonant? Maybe not. I think you would usually want to play your resonant because you get your resonant move.
Yeah.
But
I'm pretty sure it's the dissonant that you're required to play. But it's also your... Anna was the one who was spearheading the hatching of the scheme.
Yeah.
And actually, the idea is that you don't always want to play someone else's resonant card, because then it stays in the deck for them to possibly play later.
Mm-hmm.
So the cards were Death and...
Yes. Death, the Magician, and Strength.
Oh, that's not bad, yeah.
On a positive card, you lay the groundwork to turn the tables at a critical future moment. During the next uptime, each of you draws an extra card whenever you reveal your master plan and incorporate your preparations into that plan. On a neutral card, your planning pays off, but only to a limited extent. One of you may still draw an extra card if you reveal your master plan and incorporate your preparations, but only once during the next uptime.
Okay. I'm gonna go with the magician.
All right.
You achieve the impossible, and so that means then that whenever... So is the reveal your master plan for the party or just for me?
It's for... Because it's a positive card, it's for everybody, and it's whenever you reveal your master plan during the next uptime.
Okay.
And so since there's only a session and a half left, it's basically anytime someone reveals your master plan, they're going to get an extra card.
Yes. The master plan, which is what I have put in the chat, I think, so far.
Well, remember, reveal your master plan is also the move where it's like, surprise, yeah. I planned this thing all along.
Okay. That went really well.
Mr. Cobbler fire.
Oh, we definitely have Black Melba here to do that. That seems doable.
So for listeners, the game plan so far is step one is... Or I guess item one, defeat Jar of Hearts. We are going to turn Ben, a song about a rat, into a Mako shark, courtesy of Tear You Apart, and then send Ben in any direction to try to reduce the other Eidolon's ability to use him as a long-range transmitter. Defeat Jar of Hearts once it's become weakened, so that we can return other Eidolon people's hearts to them, which may also reduce the number of Eidolons that Lia can access and use. Item two is to dethrone Lia, of which we only have steps so far to gain her attention by putting up unflattering posters of her, and then defeat her somehow. And I just added item three, which is get Mr. Cobbler fired.
It seems like a net positive for just existence in this town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If we could get him fired.
Yeah.
Anna, did you keep receipts from all the coffee you bought?
Yeah. If I don't have them, I don't think I have paper receipts, but I can probably go through my email and grab them.
We should probably take those to the principal.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, this one rules. Man, you got my false tooth falling on this one.
You have a false tooth?
Yeah, I used to fight a lot. A lot of these are fake.
Did you win?
Consistently.
Nice.
Even when you win a fight, you might lose a tooth or two.
Exactly. Yeah, that's just part of it, you know? Going to all-girls school when you're... girl's a strong term to use for me. You get in a lot of fights. But yeah, we got a plan now. Let's do this.
Yeah.
After we eat.
Yes.
Can you turn my fries back from sharks, please?
You have to eat. She turns it back with us. Man, you gotta learn to eat sharks.
I don't wanna.
Hey, look, we're best friends now. You gotta be able to eat what kills.
I have a best friend.
You can have more than one.
Not in this way, but okay.
All right, so while you guys are eating, Lexi, do you want to do a move at all? A move or a tie scene?
Oh, okay, Okay, I didn't know if I got to do one because I think since I did a tie scene with Min.
Oh, you just want that to count as a tie scene?
Oh, I didn't know if it did.
Because I figured that was just you helping her with the investigation.
Right.
But yeah, if you wanted that to count as your tie scene, and then you two can redefine your ties with each other. Ties with each other.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'd actually written down a couple of ideas, but that can I don't know if you say those now or later.
Yeah, you can say them right now.
Okay, I draft a couple ones because I didn't know that is one. The first one I came is Min is caring in her own way. I also have I understand Min better, and Min and I are alike in more ways than one.
It's the last one sounds like most fitting for the discussion y'all had.
Okay.
Does doing a tie scene advance the ties on both sides, or just
both sides
for the person who initiated?
Both sides.
Okay. So previously, Min's tie with Lexi was that Min is jealous of Lexi. I think that with the scene, the way that it went, I think it's not jealousy anymore, but like Min has a deep respect for Lexi.
Oh, I should also say that, yeah, previously my tie was Min is aloof, and so is now Min and I are alike in more ways than one.
All right. Awesome. So in that case, do you want to clock back up to uptime?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
Do we have to do anything to clock back up to uptime?
Nope, it's happening now. I assume that y'all have gotten into position, you've printed out all the posters.
I think we hang up posters after we try to break the Jar of Hearts. Does that sound good? Does that make sense?
I guess when we need the posters to get her attention, though, the Jar of Hearts attention.
I thought Jar of Hearts was, like, lurking outside the house, and then we can, like, and we were gonna, like, sneak up on it or something.
Oh, that also works, okay.
Like, get it while it's here. And then once
get
Jar of Hearts is broken.
And while Ben, a song about a rat, is rapidly... going away and cutting off Jar of Hearts' ability to communicate with Leah.
Yeah, we'll just get that makes sense.
As a short fin Mako shark can swim at speeds of up to 45 miles per hour. That's real fast.
Yeah, I think Dolly's very much thinking, can I steal Eidolon's? I kind of want Ben. Ben's my friend. As she turns Ben into a Mako shark.
I think that that would make Kane very sad.
Dolly doesn't say, but Dolly thinks, I don't care. Her face says it. Her face says, I don't really care. He's not one of my six friends. Ben is.
Min, we established, cannot read Dolly's face for whatever reason.
That's super fair. Mm-hmm.
So Min is just like,
Dolly's face has deadpan slash snarl, glare, Kubrick stare is her other one.
The problem is that Dolly's expressions are too out in the open. She just shows what she's thinking on her face. And Min, who is looking for the subtext, is like, there's nothing here.
The text is too loud. The text is too big. Yeah. But yeah, I guess we start playing. Yeah, I guess she's going to turn Ben with a little kiss on his forehead into a Mako shark.
Bah!
A furry Mako shark.
And he flounders a bit in the doorway before popping into the water. And zoom! He scoots off. And after a moment, you guys see the water start to recede as Jar of Hearts and Rolling in the Deep are kind of dragged away from the house.
Okay, so this is when we go and try to isolate Jar of Hearts, right?
Yeah, we gotta go and grab it and like get it separate from everything.
Ooh, could I use 9 to 5 to drag Jar of Hearts into the background? Like, wait 5 seconds and then pop back out?
You know what, actually, I think this, I'm going to help you out a little bit, because I think this would be a good opportunity to reveal your master plan and say you were already in the background.
Okay, sounds good to me.
And as everything recedes, that's when you grab them.
Yes, thank you for helping, much appreciated. Okay, so the move reveal my master plan is drawing genius, which is 2 plus 1, so drawing 3 genius cards from the bottom of the fate deck.
All right.
And then playing one of them.
So you get strength, death, and the Wheel of Fortune.
Okay, so Wheel of Fortune is neutral. You are at the mercy of the fates. But I think I'm going to use strength here, which is positive, and you triumph through force.
Oh, since uptime started again, I was supposed to draw.
Oh, genius. That's right. So that's okay because we dealt from the one on the deck. So your genius cards.
Oh.
For that are the Devil, Hierophant, and Hanged Man.
Neat.
Okay, so you said you're picking strength.
Yes, I am picking strength.
Okay, you triumph through force. So yeah. You, from the background, you and 9 to 5 reach out and grab Jar of Hearts as it's trying to fly away, and it gets stuck, and you feel something that's like, it's like an invisible rope that gets taut as it's held on while the other Eidolons flee, and it does feel like it's almost dragging something towards it, but you don't see anything coming on the horizon. Right now, you've just got it in your grip.
Okay. So I guess then Anna then will count out loud. As they're holding back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then releases Jar of Hearts from the background and hopefully straight into a combat ambush of everyone else standing there to attack.
Oh yeah, let's...
Which this also can count into reveal your master plan for everyone else who's going to be attacking.
Yeah, who wants to attack first against this Jar? Who do we think we are if we're doing this, honestly? I think Lexi's the best at hitting things.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say.
We do also, in theory, have Bethany with us, who could hit them with a boat on wheels.
Yeah, but I'm letting y'all take center stage first, since you're the player characters.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just remember, we could hit them with a boat.
Okay, so just so I understand the stand, so I know the situation, so I know how to interact. We've actually confronted, we have Jar of Hearts and Rolling in the Deep confronted.
Rolling in the Deep got away, but it took all of its water with it, so now it's just Jar of Hearts in this open area.
Yeah, the Anna pulled back from it, which is good. So it's kind of just Jar of Hearts by itself at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Just an Eidolon, no person.
Okay. Alright, so yeah, Lexi is gonna come out in like, I just, cause like I imagine there's gonna be like a spotlight on it, so it's like, I don't know why you're doing this, or if you're Leah or someone else, but I'm tired of running, I'm tired of like, you getting your way, and I think it's time for someone else to take center stage, and I am going to like, gonna pose and also probably get ready to, like, fire a blast of starlight at Jar of Hearts.
Nice. All right, so sounds like you're gonna bombard.
Yes.
That is a draw with Ellie.
Okay. My Ellie is, one. Whoops.
But don't you get an extra card because they reveal your master plan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I will allow that.
Go ahead.
Because it's not, like, the move reveal your master plan, but it is, like, an ambush, so it's, like, in spirit.
Right.
So the cards you drew are the Star and Temperance. So the Star, a new path reveals itself, and it's positive. And Temperance is you're met with an equal and opposite reaction, and that's neutral. All right, but ignore the forecast. So positive, your shot hits perfectly. Neutral, it's only a glancing blow, and you get -1 forward on your next move.
Okay, so which cards did I play?
You got the Star, which is positive, and Temperance, which is neutral, and we ignore the forecast.
Okay, then I am going to play the Star.
All right, which is very fitting. Mm-hmm. Your shot hits perfectly, and you fire it directly through Jar of Hearts' Jar of Hearts. And yeah, it shatters a big hole in it, and a whole bunch of the paper hearts just start fluttering out. And as soon as they hit the ground, they glow, and they just phew, zip off into the distance, presumably going back to their owners.
Nice. So we need to keep hitting this thing like a piñata, is what I'm hearing.
Well, yeah, most of them are all of them, some of the hearts inside.
Percentage part.
Okay.
Like, what percentage of the hearts are remaining, Tanner?
I'm going to say 75%.
Okay.
I have a question about the jar. Is the jar wet from being in the water and stuff?
The outside of the jar is wet, but the inside is not, because it's a magical jar.
Great. I would like to reveal my master plan.
Yes.
I think she's been swimming out. She was getting people and stuff like that, right?
Uh-huh.
And I think as she, like, had her soup earlier, when she was still getting, she was like this, I turned the french fry into a shark, right? Because a french fry is a living organism. Water is pretty multifaceted.
There are a lot of microorganisms.
I want her to, like, make a so all the wetness and water droplets on the jar, I want them to immediately turn into, like, small microscopic sharks that are eating into this jar as she reveals her master plan.
Yes, Jimmy. All right, what's master plan drawn with again? That's the...
Gen, and I get a +1.
So how many is that?
That's 3.
All right. So that's Temperance, Wheel of Fortune, and Death.
Death is my resonant card.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What it is, you identify what you need to change in that very moment, and you change it. I may swap 2 of my stats also. I think going forward, I'm going to swap my glam and my biz for now. I think just, like, as she, like, she just stands there, she goes, huh, as she's just, like, very casual. And I think Dolly, like, makes a lot of face journeys, but it's usually still fairly neutral for her. And she's like, oh, wait. I'm getting into a fight right now, technically. Mm-hmm. And I think she just kind of, like, drops her parasol, ripped the fishnet sleeves off, and puts her hair back, and just points, and a bunch of microscar little bite mouths start ripping into the jar as I change perfectly what I need to change in a moment. I think her eyes go really wide, like, she's very excited to be doing this, because her dad said she can't fight anymore, but this doesn't count.
He's not here.
He doesn't know about this weird underground
musical place. Theater fight place.
Exactly. She's so glad that when she promised her dad she would not get into any more fights, she said, unless it's supernatural. She's glad that she clarified that, so.
She just figured she'd have to punch someone because they said something about Jensen Ackles.
No.
Oh God.
But yeah, I changed what I needed most. So yeah, like all the little water droplets turn into tiny, almost imperceptible sharks. You just kind of see, like, glass start breaking as they start biting everywhere.
And yeah, that causes a good chunk of damage to the jar. A lot more hearts slip out. It's now 60% full.
That was very rad.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, since everyone else has done something cool, you're up.
Yeah. I mean, Min is more prepared for the part of this where we're going to be dunking on Leah over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But Min can do something. Min is watching everyone else attacking the jar, and she is going to summon up the littlest things to do one of its photon blasts at the spot that the jar is, specifically at the spot where she notices the jar is closest to breaking, where the stresses are highest right now, because when you break glass, parts of the glass that are still together are under a huge amount of stress trying to keep everything from just shattering completely. Mm-hmm. So she is going to blast it with some photons.
All right. So that's going to be another bombard draw. Do you want to use any of your Ready for Everything cards, which does include the Hierophant?
The Hierophant is my resonant card. I don't get anything special from playing my resonant card out of Ready for Anything, because my special thing for playing my resonant card is I put it oh, into that's right. Ready for Anything. Yeah, I think I'll just draw my Ellie, which is all two. Right.
You get the Empress and the Lovers.
Empress and the Lovers.
So that's, they're both neutral cards.
They're both neutral. So I just score a glancing blow.
Yeah, so you do hit a little bit. You see one of the larger cracks get a bit bigger, but nothing extra slips out. And I will say, at the moment that you hit it, you just see this flash of Leah Ferns right up in your face, just for a second.
Oh.
You should specify which one you're playing, though, even though they're both neutral.
Yeah, because one will go into discard and the other will go to the bottom of the deck. I will play the Empress.
I was going to suggest the Lovers because Empress is Lexi's resonant, just in case.
Oh, okay, yeah, then I will play the Lovers, since no one interfaces with that
All right.
And I will take -1 to my next draw. Yeah. I'll try to remember that in my brain.
One of the hearts shoots back inside, and Kane, who's like, the people who were missing stuff, they have kind of just been watching from the doors and windows. You see a heart shoot back, and it hits Kane in his chest like, I did it! I got my heart back! I can feel Ben again! And he jumps out of the house, and he immediately turns back into stone.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Oh no, like his heart was returned, and then Jar of Hearts took it back again?
No, like you can see now, like, his heart is complete, the statue isn't missing anything. But yeah, he has turned back into a statue.
So they are two unrelated powers.
Okay.
Okay.
We were working on a bad assumption.
Okay. Still good information, though.
Yeah.
As you guys are watching, this Jar of Hearts is trying to scuttle away.
Oh, absolutely not.
Hit it with a boat train?
That's a good plan, actually. Hit it with a boat train is a good
okay,
plan.
Okay, we're going to hit it with a boat train.
Bethany, now's your chance.
Revealer master plan. Boat train.
Boat train!
Bethany charges in from the sidelines and just runs over Jar of Hearts and, like, shatters the jar. A whole bunch of hearts spill out. Jar of Hearts managed to clutch, like, a few more before running off into the distance. But yeah, pretty much everything has been released.
Okay.
Anna and 9to5 finally emerge from the background of the side of the house where they were still partially stuck. Okay, so that went okay.
Yeah, it went fine. She did run, though, which is a bummer.
But most people got their hearts back, and I guess that's different from the statue stuff, though.
Yeah.
I think the next step is pretty simple, though. We gotta make our way to the girls' school.
Yeah.
Well, I think step one is that we push Kane back into the house.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He's fine there. He's safe. Just sticking out of the ground is a statue. He's fine.
I mean, he's physically, like, he's a stone statue again, and so Anna's gonna try to push him back inside the threshold. And I guess when Ben gets here, he and Ben can hang out.
The kid's not that smart.
Huh. I was going through my notes, and I don't know if there's something to address. I had a remote that, like, the googly eyes remind Kane of his instructor's Eidolon. What thing did we encounter with, like, googly eyes? Which one was that?
That was Make 'em Laugh.
Yeah. The name was Make 'em Laugh. It was an Eidolon of, like, a pair of, you know, like, funny, like, googly eyes and mustache and nose, like, comedy glasses.
Right, and that was one of the ones that was chasing us.
And that one probably got pulled away with the water and everything.
Right.
So I guess we still have to figure out what's turning everyone to stone, and we still have to, like, beat Leah's face in, so she stops.
We still have to defeat her, not necessarily beat her face in. I don't want you to get kicked out of another school, Dolly.
I feel like everything is fair down here. What's she gonna do, tell everyone I beat her up supernaturally? No one's gonna believe her. But it's fine. I won't do it. Unless I do.
Wasn't there a plan to, like, get Leah's attention by putting posters of her all over the place?
Oh yeah, we should definitely have the posters up.
Yeah.
Hey, how do we get these posters to float?
I mean, should we do that here? I guess doing it close to a house is not a home is the best place to do it, because then we have somewhere safe to run to, but that also means that Leah would have somewhere safe to run to.
Yeah, I guess we should maybe run, and then as we're doing that, we will have the posters up to see if we can draw her out. That seems like a good plan.
Good news, everyone. I've got a stapler and sticky tack.
I also have a way to, like, make the posters float above us.
I don't know if we should put them above us as we go, but
while you guys are talking about this, Xander runs out. At least we're pretty sure it's Xander, because when they run out, you can see they've got, like, makeup on now and like a frilly skirt and a nice plink blouse and like their hair is longer. Like, guys, I figured some stuff out. First off, I think I want to be called Sandy now.
Okay.
Oh, nice. That's a great name, Sandy.
Yeah.
While Dolly was busy burning books, I was finding like stuff on gender. It was really interesting. I think I like this better.
It is really nice.
Man, I love this house.
Min isn't saying this out loud, but she is definitely thinking, damn, that was quick.
I think Dolly says it out loud. Wow, you sped run that. Good for you.
I went through a lot of stuff. I'm really good at speed reading, and I just have figured out a lot of stuff. The other thing I figured out is my Eidolon. Starships! And then she throws her hand into the air, and a giant UFO manifests above you.
Oh, it's meant to fly. Okay, I get it.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I figure we can just use this to get to wherever we're going next. Plus, like, it's got, like, projectors and, like, radios on there. I think we can just, like, broadcast all those posters you wanted to make just all over the undertow to get her attention.
Sounds like a plan.
I'm just picturing just, like, everyone, like, flying around the undertow, like, blasting from the speakers, like, Leah Ferns ain't shit.
Look at this big glowing hands. Look at the spinach in this picture. So much between her teeth, just like...
Showdown at North Toledo High. The immaculate Leah Ferns versus the second stringers.
That's like a good play. We can do that.
This is like the weirdest version of like the giant floating head that spits out guns from Zardoz. Much, much more gay and glam, though, in this.
The gun is good. The Leah is evil.
I guess, yeah, that's a good way. We could just fly there instead of walking.
Yeah, that would be actually really helpful. Yeah. Thank you, Sandy.
Yeah, this is really useful, Sandy. Thank you. I was going to make Skybite from the Transformers if I could to fly on that, but this is better.
I got that reference.
Because she made a Street Shark. She should be able to make Skybite from Transformers or Sharpedo from Pokemon. She's going to think about this a lot the whole time around. She's just going to be silently looking off in the distance. Can I make Sharpedo?
Do you ever think about a shark?
I mean, if you're going to make Sharpedo, why not make Garchomp?
Oh my god.
Does Garchomp qualify as a shark?
It is the sand shark, yes.
They can also fly.
That's true.
I think she'll legit, like, go, like, a little bliss like this. I can make Garchomp.
The power!
They are relative sizes. She might have to find something pretty big to turn into Garchomp. So it's upscale. But yeah.
Good news, Lexi. Dolly's a nerd, too.
I think Dolly fully on the ship goes, I'm not a nerd. Where did that come from?
Look, we're both 18. It's nerdy to still fantasize about Pokemon.
No, it's cool, because I think it's cool. I'd say it's cool. I'm not held to standards of society.
I think Min, like, Dolly, Min means it in a good way.
All right.
I think Anna is aware of Pokemon, but she has not been aware of Pokemon in a long time. She's been being a gopher for her high school show choir.
Yeah, Anna definitely needs to go on a journey of self-discovery, either during or after she gets out of the undertow.
After this, we're playing Emerald. Everyone is a group. We're all playing through Emerald as a group. Let's go. Okay.
What, we're doing a Soul Link, or?
Yes. I think Dolly goes, wait, I know what that is. Dang, I might be a nerd.
Yeah, I might be too.
We fly off in the distance to the school.
Yeah. And North Toledo High is where the Dangerettes are from?
Yeah.
Cool.
I figure it's vaguely neutral ground, just because, yes, going to the high school we know would be a thing, but that's also extreme home field advantage for Leah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it weren't for the fact that we know that she transferred in from Philadelphia, it would be very funny if North Toledo High was...
Oh no, she's from Philly?
Where Dolly came from.
Oh no, wait, Dolly's from Philly, never mind.
Dolly's deeply from Philly.
I was like, why is Leah from Philly? But no, she's not. We're good.
Dolly probably thought about going to another all-girls school and was like, no, I can't do that. That sounds like hell.
Other reason why Min and Dolly are best friends now, they're both not from here. In the same-ish direction, also.
Nice.
Just not as far.
All right, so Starships takes you through the undertow which it's really weird flying, because eventually you are flying through just very large school hallways or like through a void, but you see a whole bunch of open, like no ceiling school hallways underneath you. But eventually you do reach what...
There's a lot of clipping.
Yeah. Eventually you were able to clip through the walls to the North Toledo High representation and find yourself floating basically in... Okay, if I say you find yourself in the fishbowl, do you guys understand that?
No.
No.
So it's like... And it's a very open cafeteria with like stairs that go up to a balcony over it. It's like an auditorium-sized cafeteria. Not one of those little dinky ones.
It's the cafeteria from High School Musical.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
the
cafeteria from High School Musical.
Now I understand it fully.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never connected that because I did go to school, but we called it the fishbowl. And no one ever brought up the fact that, hey, we're going to high school in a fishbowl with High School Musical. And still anyways, you find yourself in the cafeteria from High School Musical, just floating over it. You look down and there are a bunch of girls just kind of looking up at you like, oh no, what's this now?
Oh, y'all aren't evil, right?
No? Are y'all?
Anyone else here hate Leah?
There's, like, a roar of applause.
Okay, cool.
Well, we're gonna have a showdown.
Can we borrow the space? Can we borrow this representation of your cafeteria to try to defeat things? Put things right?
Two girls make their way to the front, and you guys are gonna recognize them as Tracy Cruz and Macy Leon, two of the girls from Canary Cooners that were missing.
Oh, hey! Tracy and Macy, hi!
We hear you guys are going to take down Leah, and we absolutely approve.
Yay! Oh,
really?
Thank you!
That's growth.
You're cool, and I appreciate your approval.
But listen, I'm a bitch all the time, but it's just because I have to put up with Leah.
You know, you could not.
No, it's just, it has to happen.
That's
that
kind
way.
Of what
listen,
we're trying to do.
If you take her down a peg, I'll probably become nicer.
I'm glad that they're safe. I don't know how else to finish out this social situation.
But yeah, the other girls, like, make room. They start pulling tables out of the way as you guys, I guess, beam down.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's very Star Trek. And yeah, so you guys actually haven't, you recognize it, but you haven't actually met Macy and Lacey on the podcast. So Macy Cruz is, she's Latina. She's still wearing her cheering uniform. She's got long black hair with, like, it's dip-dyed blood red at the end.
Oh my god.
And she's stunning. She's absolutely beautiful. And then Macy, she's also wearing a cheering uniform, but she looks a bit of like a Dingus Dorcas because she's got some like square glasses on and a side pony. And she's also got like the side pony's in a scrunchie, and she's also got on leg warmers on her legs and also her forearms.
I love them.
Amazing.
Wow, is that one of your Eidolons? That's so cool.
Oh no, this is Sandy's. Gestures at Sandy. New and improved.
Oh my gosh, that's...
She has improved
that's
herself.
That's so cool. One time I was in a spaceship, but it wasn't an Eidolon, it was real.
Are you lying?
Anna has experience, I think, with being in the same vicinity as Tracy and Macy, and she looks at Tali, and she's just like shaking her head like, no, she is not lying. Saying nothing, but just like wide-eyed, like, no, she's for real, man.
Oh, that's...
Okay.
She at least doesn't think she's lying.
Well, that's fine. I'm also haunted, so I guess I get that in its own way.
Yeah, I think on a day like today, that doesn't actually rank in the top five weirdest things I've encountered.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
I got sent to hell.
Trace is looking at between all of y'all. You know, I was about to get angry at you for making fun of Macy, but it sounds like you've all been through a lot of stuff. So, honestly, I think we should just accept everything that she says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I got sent to hell.
I mean, we could probably go find that Jacob guy.
James.
Or James, excuse me. Thank you.
Oh, Jacob. Jacob's the hot guy at your school, right? Like, the quarterback guy?
I don't know how to perceive a man as hot.
No, right, never mind. I forgot that you go to the same school.
We go here.
Oh, yeah, Jacob. Yeah. I haven't seen what happened to him. Like, because he's the hot guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't...
He's the one who was kind of, like, flirting with Lexi in the first episode. Maybe. If I was reading that right.
No, that was what happened.
Okay, yes. Yes.
Yeah, now I remember.
Big, dumb, sweet guy.
Now I remember. He's the hot one. And, you know, it takes a lot. It's very, like, physical with me, for guys. It's no emotions. Just, like, I look at a guy, I'm like, damn. But then I look at a woman, I'm like, damn. But also, hold me? Macy said, I should open up to people more. So that's what I'm attempting to do, you know, instead of threatening to cut you.
You can do both. I've done both. You could just do both.
I just love that this is, like, Dolly and Tracy and Cheyenne just, like, forming, like, a super league.
They're like, I could hang out with you guys in a different world. Not this one. It's too late.
Okay, so do we have a game plan? Like, we thought that there was something going on with Leah because we saw, like, all of our phones got texts about, like, just really unflattering images of her.
I specifically wasn't texting Dolly.
Huh? What? Look, the spaceship has things on it to send out signals. Why not use it?
Anna very quickly briefs Tracy and Macy and the assembled, any of the assembled dangerettes who want to know what's going on. So we don't know exactly who has been turning people to stone, but we know that there's an Eidolon called Jar of Hearts that has the ability to, I guess, borrow other Eidolons' abilities. We think that one's connected to Leah. Leah also is somehow connected to Rolling in the Deep, which is like this weird mummy mermaid that can like make tidal waves. And also Don't Ran in My Parade, which is that giant ball of butter. But so even though we don't think she's been the one who's been turning people to stone, we know she's involved. And so we figure maybe if we beat her in an Eidolon fight, we can figure out what's going on with everyone else and get people back to normal.
Oh, yeah, I definitely blame her for that. Like, that Jar of Hearts thing, it came and got a bunch of our people. They were able to get away before they got turned to stone, so that's good. But yeah, it stole I Kissed a Girl from my friend.
You kissed a girl from your friend?
No, my friend's Eidolon I Kissed a Girl.
That's the name of the Eidolon.
Min is just in the background right now trying to make herself as small as possible, which is hard for her.
Because she's tall.
Yeah.
What does I Kissed a Girl do? I'm sorry. I can't leave this. What does it do?
I think it's one of those ones that detects things. It detects all the girls that the user has kissed.
That's very specific.
I know. Well, listen, she gets around a lot. She's like, she's able to do that thing where it's like, hey, let's just make out as practice for when we get with the boys. And then it's like, you know, that's how she ingratiates herself.
That's not great.
No, like, it's all consensual. Like, there's no, like, I know you're thinking, okay, it's like, oh, it's an alcohol party and whatever. But no, it's like, she's just like very, she very convincing.
Okay, so she just has one very specific scenario that she likes to repeat with her romantic partners.
Do they glow? Like...
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Fortunately, me and Macy still have our Eidolons.
Oh, cool. That's useful. Okay.
Yeah, that's that might be helpful.
Oh, by the way, is Cheyenne okay? Because I know that she got turned to stone.
She's in the house that's not a home.
Yeah. So she's fine in there, but we didn't know that Jar of Hearts wasn't the one turning people to stone until after Kane from the Blazer Boys tried to leave. A house is not a home, and then he turned back into a statue, so we had to put him back in the house. So, if we found them, and they were statues, they're at a house is not a home, and they are not currently statues. So Cheyenne's okay, she's just really mad, and she wants to hit Leah with a brick.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. We'll do everything we can to help make that happen.
You guys are sweet.
Oh, thank you. You guys are sweet, too. But not as sweet as that one girl who has the power to turn everything into candy.
That's a power?
Yeah, Candyman.
Huh.
Don't use it when you're surrounded by mirrors, though, or Tony Todd shows up.
Who is Tony Todd?
Once again, I think we are too young to be making this reference.
Okay, so when we get out of here, we have to watch the movie. I'm so
No, serious. I mean, I Christina, don't know what that is.
Candyman was a series of horror movies from the 90s that were, like, the biggest thing in, like, horror starring... Black person? Tony Todd played.
Yeah, Tony Todd is the Candyman from Candyman. He's also shows up in all the Final Destination movies as a guy who just seems to know what's going on.
He's a spooky coroner. He's also the voice of Venom a few times.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
He's just big, spooky, and cool.
He has a very recognizable voice, like one of those good, deep voices.
Okay.
I think as a black goth, Dolly is so serious about this. We have to watch movies when we get out of here.
Okay.
Anyway.
But yeah, so... I guess anyone who wants to help us defeat Leah in an Eidolon battle and figure out what's going on, stick around. And anyone else who doesn't want to do that, don't worry about it.
A majority of the girls just absolutely bounce. You hear like scattered snippets of conversation, like absolutely like, I hope you guys win. We do not want any part of this. She is terrifying. I do not like being in the same room as her.
Wait, can I try to convince them of something real quick?
Sure.
I think Dolly goes, wait, before you go. We should tear down this system also. I think as a whole, this is ran in a very bad way for everyone involved. And I think we could all do better. You're all talented. You're all beautiful. I love women. We should be able to live in peace or war of our choosing in the Undertow. So keep that in mind. We will all come together to destroy or build what we want without teachers or mean girls or... That seems like the two biggest issues they're having on down here.
And not getting each other hurt in Eidolon fights because our teachers are telling us to?
Yeah, you should only hurt each other because you want to. And it's mutually agreed upon between both of you, like a duel. I think she's trying to dazzle these people into unionizing for violence. If they want. If they want.
Unionizing for violence.
If they want to.
Okay, so draw glam, because you're trying to dazzle them.
Yeah, she did switch her glam because it got her present. So, like, she's very much in her, guys, I think we should make a fight club and not let teachers tell us what to do. So that's going to be 3, as her biz and glam has swapped.
Your glam swapped to 3. Do it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So, you get the sun, the emperor, and the tower.
Let's go!
Wow.
So, the emperor is your dissonant.
Oh, it is! Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Wait. This is good.
Is it?
Yes, it is, because I have hold specifically for stuff like this. Oh, wait. Actually, this is not challenging. I can't. I have a hold to spend to, like, do the forecast, but I can't do that on this one, actually.
So. Yeah.
I break something. Oh, I think this is going to go great no matter
what. No, for your dissonant, for the emperor, you try to change something that should not be changed. The GM swaps 2 of your stats for the rest of the session.
Yes. What do you swap?
Oh, no.
I guess I should put them back normal so you can swap them, because I think double swapping would be confusing, so.
Just completely shuffle them all around.
Yeah, exactly, there you go. So, yeah, you see, I have 2 PAL, 1
Actually, Ellie, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going glam. To swap glam and biz back to normal.
Okay.
The girls kind of look at you, and they're like, no, we like the system. Like, yeah, we like seeing who the best Shokar is through this bizarre scenario. It's awesome. We get to fight each other willy-nilly.
That's a metaphor, like in Revolutionary Girl Lutena.
But there's no passion behind it. There's no, like, want to inflict violence. It's just doing it for show. You guys are liberals. I hate
you. Look, honestly, we just don't want to get in trouble with our teachers because the teachers are the ones who want us to do this. And, like, we get great grades and, you know, the best show choirs, they have, like, it reflects back on the real world. It sets things up. The whole show choir is set up for victory when they win, and the whole show choir is set up for failure when we lose. So we'd rather bind together than go after each other individually.
I think Dolly's pretty measured. She just starts screaming. She, like, screams in her voice, grades? For great? She's just like... She, at least I think she just, like, is a little bit sulky in the corner like this. This isn't what violence is for. Grades? Letter grades? Getting it to colleges? This isn't what...
That's why I'm here. And you said I'm your best friend.
I think that goes, even my best friends have flaws.
Min has just in the background been going through the biggest, like, swings of emotions, from being more embarrassed than she's ever been in her life to extremely confused to finally wrapping around to just understanding exactly what these other girls are saying.
Tracy and Macy are patting Dolly on the back, and Tracy goes, hey, if it's any consolation, I only come here for the violence.
Oh, we should fight. That sounds great.
Once we absolutely rootbox Leo, we can totally fight. Isn't that right, Macy? And Macy's like, I mean, I don't really like violence either way. I'm just here for the pussy.
None of those things are mutually exclusive. Okay, we should
just... And then she pulls a cat out of nowhere. It's the biggest, fluffiest orange cat you've ever seen. This is Maestro Franz Ferdinand.
Okay.
Okay.
Is he your pet? Is he your idol?
He's just around. And she puts him down, and the cat wanders off to, you notice, just like a whole pile of cats just kind of cavorting. Tracy looks at you guys. Yeah, that's not even Eidolon power. It's just cats happen around her.
Yeah, I'm confused too, Min.
I think Dolly's still such, like, you two are so cool. Yeah.
Anyways, then the ceiling explodes.
Oh.
You guys look up, and you see dozens of Eidolons descending. You see ones that look like people, you see ones that look like objects, you see Jar of Hearts, who has, like, duct-taped the jar back together, and...
Oh, no.
And you see Leah riding a broom.
Oh, my God. She's defying gravity!
Someone has been messing with my talent.
Christina says, what talent?
But let me assure you, you won't ever bring me down. And on that note, we're going to end this session. Sorry, I had to.
Actually, I did want to say one last thing. Just to end one last thing. It's like Lexi kind of like stops slashing and stretches up and looks out at her and it's like, wanna bet?
Yes. And then the ending music will be bet on it because it was cool. Thank you for listening to the Loser Like Me Eidolon miniseries. Our cast for this miniseries is Anna King, played by Christina, who can be found at Seawood's Art on Blue Sky and the Smoking Wreck formerly known as Twitter, as well as illustrations by Christina.tumblr.com. Lexi Morgenstern was played by Jenna, who could be found at co-host at Eris Lockhart, Tumblr at Discord-Inc., and occasionally streams on Twitch at Eris Lockhart. Dolly Luna is played by Morgan, who can be found as Bodega_Batty on Twitter for however long that lasts, Girl Next Boar on Tumblr, Blue Sky, and co-host, and you can also listen to her on Dice Comics, another actual play podcast using the mask system. And Min Holden is played by Reyna, who is a social media ghost wandering the internet, and maybe someday your paths will cross.
I wish we had I wish we could pull off an Eidolon power entitled The Roof. The Roof. The Roof is on fire.
I'm dying, Squirtle. Anyways, I'm going to stop my recording. Let's see if this works.